Teen dies while subway surfing on Queen's train. By Amy Furr on November 24, 2019. A teenager was reportedly killed after subway surfing on top of a train in Queens, New York, Saturday night. The tragic incident happened around 8:45 p.m. on Saturday when he fell from the outside of a Manhattan-bound No. 7 train, according to the New York Daily News. Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, motormen found the teen's body lying about 20 feet beyond the Queensboro Plaza station. He was pronounced dead at the scene, CBS New York reported. Police said the youth, who was believed to be just 14 years of age, appeared to have hit his head on a piece of metal hanging over the tracks. The New York City Transit Authority issued a statement via Twitter following the incident. In the past, MTA officials have urged people not to engage in the dangerous and illegal activity. "This is stupid, it's dangerous, it's selfish, and it's got to stop," said New York City Transit Authority President Andy Byford during a board meeting in May. Byford said the suspects escape authorities by jumping from the tracks and onto other trains. "It's very selfish for them to do this, because the repercussion for those of us who are delayed, especially if we have to get somewhere, is unfortunate," one meeting attendee said. However, the New York Police Department, NYPD, stated during the May event that it would deploy more officers to subway stations as part of a broader plan to stop the criminal activity from happening. "The increase will allow them to physically be on the trains and to hopefully catch a suspect in the act or at least make the person or group responsible think twice," CBS New York reported. A teenager who reportedly knew the young man that died said, "It's my fault. I always go up with him when he asks me. I should have told him no." Subway surfing has been an ongoing problem that takes place at least once every day in New York City.